Okay, good morning everybody on this Erev Shabbos. So if all of the Shirei Hamalos are unified by the theme that we discussed in our introduction, the idea of elevation, the famous Gemara and Masachta Sukkah, which said that David was trying to elevate the waters of the Tahom, the waters that were underneath the earth because they had sunk too far. So the image is, of course, of lifting and elevating. So it's entirely appropriate, and Mizmor Koflamet stands out. I think for all of us, it's the Mizmor that perhaps we recite more than any other. Shir HaMalos Mima'amakim Kirasicha Hashem. So David HaMelech starts out by acknowledging that he is, of course, in the depths. And what is so profound about this, of course, in terms of the image of elevation, is that the Gemara and Masechta Brachos tells us something, I think, of enormous import, that this is the source for a person davening b'makom namuch. A person should not daven mimakom gavoa, the Gemara says, based on this pasuk, which is why, historically, the way that shuls were constructed is people didn't daven from an elevated bima, but it was called being yored lifnei hateva. They would actually go down. If you look at some of the architecture of the older shuls in Europe, and even earlier than that, so they would actually go down deeper to evoke, through the choreography of davening, this sense of needing divine assistance in terms of being elevated, mima'amakim krasicha Hashem. And yet, this is, of course, just the hallmark of our philosophy of prayer, that even if a person feels very low down, and even physically is low down, we don't believe that that in any way is an impediment for Hashem being able to hear us, and to hear us very clearly. Adonai shima b'koli, that Hashem should listen to our cries, Hashem should listen very carefully to the petition that we make of Him. And one can never be too far away, physically speaking, in terms of Hashem listening carefully to us. Say, Karuv Adonai l'chol karav, l'chol asher yikruv ames, that all one needs is honesty and authenticity. One really doesn't need anything else. So again, even if we are mimamakim, even if we feel like there's no human voice that could possibly, no human antenna that could possibly pick up, a signal or a frequency, nonetheless, Hashem can hear. I was reminded as I was thinking about this of the image of the Chilean miners who were buried underground or stuck in the mine underground for many days. This goes back years, and there was 33 miners out there, and when they were finally brought up to the earth, somebody again didn't give up on them, and there was some safe room. It's an incredible story how they survived. If you don't remember it, look it up, the Chilean miners. I remember one of them being quoted as saying, I think they were exactly 33, and I think when he came up, he said the following: "Estamos 34 aquí porque Dios nunca nos ha dejado." That we were really 34 down there because God never abandoned us. Chile is a very religious country, but the sense of being mimamakim, but knowing that God and His antenna could certainly, continue to identify those who otherwise were lost from the human realm. It's exactly the image, I think, that David HaMelech is trying to convey. Moving on to a slightly different motif, we live in a world that can sometimes be very, very unforgiving when it comes to people's even isolated failures that are not, I'm not talking about somebody who's a pathological liar, I'm not talking about somebody who's a pathological in any area where it's a recidivate offender and it's clear that this person no longer deserves, the benefit of the doubt, even if we don't, pass full and total judgment, because only God can do that. I'm not talking about any of that, but we live in a little bit of a society that, wants to, drag up things from 30 years, an isolated event, which is not substantiated, and to destroy a person's character. So we say about Hashem that He doesn't function that way. Adonai Miyamod, if God was going to run the world in that way, who could possibly withstand that level of scrutiny? It's just not feasible that a human being could be able to deal with, you know, a completely unforgiving God. On the contrary, Ki Mecha Slicha L'ma'an Tivarei, Hashem, as the Radak points out, Hashem does not give slicha to any of the malachim. He holds on to it, and he is able to deliver it. This element of slicha. Now it is important to know, and this will take us to our final point in the Mizmor, that even though Hashem is kel soleach, slicha is generally associated with dechias haonesh, that instead of being punished right now, so Hashem gives me an opportunity to push off that punishment. The most famous example being after the Chet HaMeraglim, God didn't forgive the generation, but he agreed to Moshe's request that they not be annihilated, and he said, Salachti ki devarecha, right? V'ulam chayani, and then Hashem takes a shvua that v'chol menatzai lo yiruha, that the individuals who are involved in the Chet HaMeraglim will not merit going into the land of Israel. So kim chaslicha is an important statement, but it's not the total statement. And that is really where the end of the Mizmor comes in and presents a different model of forgiveness. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fidus, v'hu yifdas Yisrael mikol avonosav. So the idea of being poda, something in the halacha, is taking something that has one status and being able to extract it from that status, and most often in the context of hektish. So let's say something has been consecrated, but it can't be a korban anymore because it develops a mum, it develops a wound, so it's not eligible for being offered as a korban. So one has to do pidyon. One redeems it out of the status of hektish. The money then is spent on another korban. So it's about changing the person's status. So the Rav developed very beautifully in his timeless essays on repentance, Al HaTshuva. So the Rav spoke about the difference between Tshuva Min HaChet, the person repenting of sin and being granted Slicha, and Tshuva Shel Geula, where a person is able to completely rehabilitate character. That is something that I think is of extreme importance. So you know, as the Mizmor goes on, the petition intensifies, not just asking ki imcha haslicha, for you to push off the punishment, but I want to merit geula, I want to merit pidyon, I wish to be redeemed. So if there are certain limitations of character that are ensnaring me and entrapping me and holding me back from being the best version of myself, still myself, but the best version of myself possible, so I know that Hashem can provide that as well. V'hu yifdeh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. And of course, this doesn't only apply to the individual, but applies at the communal and national level as well. We have to be optimistic about our community. We should never be cynical. We should never imagine that certain limitations, you know, can't possibly be overcome. V'hu yifdes Yisrael, on the national level, not just each individual, mikol avonosav. So again, after, I know, a week where there was, continues to be, especially with the numbers, as we're seeing them all over the country, a great deal of trepidation in many different quarters, whatever one's perspective is. So we have to finish on a note of optimism and confidence. V'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav, that God says, if you authentically seek the path back to me, of course, I will provide that, can extract you from any of the avonos that hold us back. They do not define us. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.